This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Daryl Amber Sandin.
There you go.
There we go. All right.
Which, by the way, for those of you out there, that is the classy term for that little and sign that everybody kind of draws every so often. So if you want to sound intelligent or get punched at a bar, feel free to let that be known.
You're encouraging people to get punched in a bar. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not encouraging it, but it's one of those, like, you say that word and somebody immediately looks at you like, I swear, I want to just grab you and pull your underwear square up and hang you up on a hook.
You say that like you speak from experience. As Meredith had just mentioned in her 2020, they're just underway at Rocket Arena as March Madness comes to Cleveland. Robert Morris and number two Alabama underway. And my friend Ashley Bastock is, I got to go media snob for a moment. You want to know why I absolutely love covering March Madness besides just the awesome atmosphere?
Do tell.
Courtside seats.
Oh, you snobs.
You can hear the trash talk. You can hear the sneaker squeaking. You just have to watch for guys landing in your lap. That there are hazards that come with, you know, sitting courtside covering March Madness. But yeah, great view. You can see and hear everything that's going on. You can hear the coaches yelling at the officials. You actually hear what's being said most of the time. Much of which we're not going to repeat on the air we're not allowed.
No. Yeah, you'll be unemployed within 20 minutes.
It's such a great atmosphere. So if you got an opportunity to head over to Rock Arena as soon as the show is over, I'm going to head over and catch the end of game one between Robert Morris and Alabama. And then take in Vanderbilt in St. Mary's.
A little bit of news for you, if you would like.
Sure, we like news.
Jerry Dulac, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who's been all over everything going down in Pittsburgh for a good period of time, has this up here on Twitter. Breaking. Aaron Rodgers is at the Steelers facility today. An indication a deal with the team could be forthcoming per sources.
Oh, football gods, hallelujah. Please let this happen. Aaron Rodgers wrecked the Packers. He wrecked the Jets. Could Aaron Rodgers be the guy that gets Mike Tomlin fired?
If he can take a locker room of DK Metcalf, George Pickens, Minkah Fitzpatrick, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, and Aaron Rodgers, and turn that into a functional NFL team with a functional locker room that makes the playoffs, I am 100% serious. Send that guy to Gaza to negotiate the ceasefire, because he is the greatest negotiator on this earth. He is the greatest person, like, who can keep people together and figure out a way to keep a lid on stuff. If Tomlin pulls that off, oh my gosh. To take all those personalities and figure it out. Woo!
Well, look, Steeler fans have been trying to run Mike Tomlin out of Pittsburgh for years upon years upon years. And I have argued nobody has squeezed more blood out of a lifeless rock than Mike Tomlin has. The Steelers are should have been what the Browns were last season. Like, they really should have been. Not a good football team. Somehow, some way, backdoored their way back into the playoffs again. Now, they haven't won a playoff game in what feels like generations, and that's a big reason why Steeler fan wants Tomlin gone. But here's the thing you have to understand. The Steelers actually are in a worse position than the Browns are. And I know that sounds absolutely stupid and ludicrous coming out of my mouth, considering the Browns went 3-14 last year. The Steelers are in what I like to call football purgatory. They have a coach that's good enough to maximize a really bad team and get them to the playoffs. But they're not good enough to actually accomplish anything in the playoffs.
Yeah, the wheels usually fall off by the time January hits.
Right. That is never... Like, the Browns, I can sit here, and I joke about how utterly hopeless it is, because it is. Especially, at least the quarterback situation, right now. Presently speaking, based on what's available, based on what the Browns can afford, salary cap-wise, based on the upcoming draft, and the guys that I sit here and try and talk myself into potentially, possibly, maybe, wish upon a star might actually work out. Then reality kicks in for me, and I'm just like, yeah, it's not going to happen, right? Maybe Aaron Rodgers can go to Pittsburgh and just completely wreck that franchise and burn it to the ground. Because every single year, just like I'm doing with like Browns quarterbacks, trying to talk my way into, I've been talking myself into the fall of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
Okay? I've been doing it for years. Like, this is the year. The fall of the House of Usher is going to happen this year. Nope. Steelers win 10 games, make the playoffs.
Squeaking.
Steelers win 9 games, and Mike Tomlin keeps his job, but Steeler fan very unhappy that Mike Tomlin kept his job.
Right.
They don't have a franchise quarterback, similar to where the Browns are right now. And really, it kind of feels like that's their missing piece. And they're in the worst spot trying to find that missing piece, hence why I think that probably right now they're salivating over the thought of potentially getting Aaron Rodgers. Because guess what? The New York Jets 2 years ago thought Aaron Rodgers was their missing piece.
They were one piece away.
If you go back and you watch that Hard Knocks series, where Robert Saleh basically spent his entire time in that show with his lips firmly planted on the backside of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I sat there and said, this is doomed to fail from day one, and ultimately, it failed spectacularly. You can't build your team around one player. A flashback to January of this year. Locker cleanout day. We're talking to Jack Conklin. What did Jack Conklin say? Yeah, probably wasn't the best idea to just, you know, turn everything over for one dude and count on that to work out, right? So please, let this happen. That Aaron Rodgers ends up with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Only... that I'm wishing he's the Trojan horse to finally wreck that franchise.
It would be hysterical. It would be absolutely hysterical if he ended up there and just completely blowing that thing to bits, and, you know, Arthur Smith quitting within 2 months of being involved there, because he's not like, we're not running the West Coast offense where you're going to stand there and bark orders at these guys and run this thing from 1994. You don't have the like Arthur Smith's brain would break if that ended up happening. Can I give you a little bit of other news?
Yeah, well, since we're on a news kick.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, why not?
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Guards announced some roster moves from Goodyear today. They've optioned Juan Brito, Angel Martinez, Jonathan Rodriguez to Columbus.
Okay.
So I think that pretty much tells you, D, that the second base gig is Gabriel Arias is the start.
I think that that is a pretty safe bet.
Yeah. That I think it's going to start with Gabe Arias getting his 100 at-bats.
He's out of options anyway.
Exactly.
Might as well take a look at him. You're not going to look, I mean, I don't know. Would I see FanDuel had the over-under for the Guardians at 82.5 or something like that?
That is correct.
I don't think it swings the over-under. I think the Guardians this year are going to be what I thought they were going to be last year. I had to buy Nick Wilson a burger. I had to watch him eat said burger.
Did you get a splash guard? Is it kind of like, you know, going to SeaWorld back in the day where the first three rolls are the splash zone and you have to go get a tarp?
I'll just say it wasn't a pretty sight.
I believe that.
But he enjoyed the burger, and that's all that matters. I always take care of my people. Nick's one of my people.
Nick's the best.
But, you know, I think I said they were going to be like in the 82 win range last year. I was clearly off by a mile on that one. I think this year, I think that's a good over-under for the Guardians. 82.5, that's a tough one. I think they're going to be around 500. I don't think they're going to be below 500, though. But I also don't think that they're going to be good enough to win this division again. I've got some questions about the durability with their pitching, especially the starting rotation. And I have some questions about the better part of this lineup and how much consistency you're going to get from that. You know, Arias obviously doesn't have the same glove at second base. I understand where the Guardians were coming from and making that trade with Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to have a player that's going to ultimately be worth $20 million a year on the roster. Get out while we can. At the time, it made sense. All-star looked like things were coming together there.
Right, it looked like the stick was coming around.
It didn't happen the last 2 years. Yep. So you hit the eject button. I get all that. You're losing some defensively. I don't know how much offensively you're losing there, but
I think Arias has a little bit more pop. That's the only thing that you could look at and say Arias can hit a ball over a fence.
But it's give 120 at bats.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's the same way that they solved first base a couple years ago, where they were like, okay, Framel Reyes, here's your 100 at bats. Okay, you can't do it. Okay, here's this guy, here's your 100 at bats. Okay, you can't do it. They've done
this
before.
And then they ended up with Josh Naylor.
They have done this before where they'll go through and go, okay, here's your 100 at-bats. You go figure it out. Center field.
Well,
center
remember
field
last
forever.
Year the disaster the catching was.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Well, Bo Naylor, a lot of positives coming out of Bo Naylor. You're hearing a lot of buzz that Bo Naylor may have figured it out.
I hope he has because, I realize Austin Hedges ran into a couple of baseballs this week. It's a rare occurrence, though. That's kind of the problem.
Vibes.
Great. Great defensive player, vibes guy.
Vibes.
Bat doesn't meet ball all that often. And when it does, ball usually lands into a glove. Okay? So there we go. Dan with the news there from Goodyear, Arizona. We had some roster moves there, and it looks like Gabriel Arias is going to be the starting second baseman for the Guards as they get ready for opening day in, less than 2 weeks. Almost here. Baseball season's almost here. I'm looking out the windows right now. The sun is out. I think it's a little chilly, though. Looks a little warmer than it actually is. But we're getting closer to baseball. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. He is out west with the Cavaliers. They have lost three games in a row, but I think Chris and I and Dan are going to be able to talk you off the ledge. It's not that big of a deal. Chris will join us next. It's Daryl Ryder, Dan Menigan, with you until 2 in for Baskin and Phelps on The Fan.